Amen. What a joy it is to be able to know that we can go to Jesus and have life, and that we can have hope in Jesus. In your bulletin, you have a number of prayer concerns. It's on the back of your announcement sheet. And also, we'd like to add to those June Wathel's nephew, Jack Ingram, is critical with a brain aneurysm. We want to keep him in our prayers. Bob McMillan had a stent put in. And my wife's uncle, June's uncle, Harold Swart, we got word this morning that he's in bad shape in Washington State. So we just ask that you take these this list of names, and as you go through your week and have your prayer time, keep this handy by your prayer chair or wherever you have your prayer time, and lift each one of those up by name, that God will be with them. I know there's others that aren't on here. We just ask that you, if you have those in your heart or whatever, that you keep those in mind and add them to this list, and keep each and every one of these in your prayer every week. And what a joy it is to be able to come and worship in a building like this, and the free state that we have to worship and be free in a world that God protects and takes care of us in every little way. Sometimes we doubt Him. We doubt our situation because of the economy, because of wars, and etc. But God is always there, and God always gives us hope. Let's go to prayer now. Lord God, we just praise You this morning for all You do for us. We just come thanking You for the hope that You give us, knowing that we can come to You and You are always there for us. Lord, in times and situations where we sometimes doubt, You give us hope and give us life again. And Lord, we just lift up all of these names that are listed on this sheet of paper, that each one of them will be protected, that You will reach Your loving hand out to them. There are others in this congregation that are here today that are suffering from different types of illnesses and injuries that, Lord, need Your help. They need Your everyday love and Your hope. Lord, we just lift those up to You. We lift all of those who aren't here with us this morning up, whether they be traveling or whatever. Lord, we just pray that You will touch them, watch over them, keep them safe. Keep our loved ones that are overseas serving in the armed forces and even here at home. Watch over them and take care of them. And Lord, now as we proceed in this rest of this day, we just ask for Your guidance and Your direction and Your ever-presence as we hear Your word. These things we pray in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.